This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I tend to start the broadcast a couple days a week like this, but today it is particularly true. The news, the amount of it and how over the top important it is simply mind-blowing. So I will do the very best job I can to cover all of this. As best I can. Saturday morning, I started getting phone calls, text messages, emails congratulating me from syndicated talk show hosts, authors, researchers, and I just didn't get it, quite frankly. It was like, I used to think you were crazy, and now they admit the Queen of England's a Nazi, and they released the photo. It's been in the history books, just not pop history, that her father was to be made the king of Europe. Not just the king of England, over an EU. That Hitler was obsessed with royals. Edward the VIII was a German prince and a German king from Germany. His cousin was Prince Bernhard, the consort to the Queen of the Netherlands, who founded the Bilderberg Group. And the media has now spun this like, Queen's very angry, somebody's going to get arrested for releasing this. Now, you could say, hey, she's a little girl hiling Hitler with the Queen and the King. That's not the issue. Everything we're under today, the eugenics, the fluoride in the water, all of it, the EU, was a Nazi project. NASA was founded by Nazis. Planned Parenthood basically founded the Nazis. And I want to explain this. This is not a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis are just a German model of what we're under today. We are not under the German model. But the model that it's modeled after, we are under. So please, everybody's just freaking out, going, you said Prince Bernhard and Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth II are Nazis. And we thought, I made a film about it, Martial Law. An hour of the three-hour film is about that. It's a known fact. And then they just said, oh, he stepped down as king because... at the end of World War II, because of an American woman he wanted to marry. And, of course, he was the uncle to Queen Elizabeth. Her brother was then installed when he stepped down. It all just gives me a complete headache. People say, why? It's all coming out. No, it's not. Prince Philip... in fact, I forgot to have you guys do this. It was in the news Monday. Kurt Nemo wrote about it. I think the headline was, Prince Philip yet again shows his disdain for humanity. He's constantly out giving speeches saying, I want to kill everybody, and we're getting the bioweapons ready to wipe everyone out. They're not playing games. The Royal Commission on Population from 1949, Queen Elizabeth's father, who was also a hyper-fascist eugenicist, brother to Edward VIII, put out a commission report that I've actually read. It's about 400 pages long. Got a copy of it around here somewhere. Got it from the University of Texas 20 years ago. And in it, they lay out the whole globalist plan. So in a way, I'm cursed because I have the blueprint. I have the attack profile. I know everything they're going to do. I'm here just warning people. And still, folks will not believe me about how much trouble we're in. So that's one article out of, no exaggeration, 200 or more, all of them over the top, all of them insane, all of them very revealing. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now on your local Ham and Adam stations or the free streams at Infowars.com/show. You are the resistance.
Do you want to know why the Greek...
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, it came out over the weekend in British newspapers that the Queen of England was photographed heiling Hitler. And her grandsons have been caught in Nazi uniforms. And the media is now obsessing over this and saying they should arrest whoever released the photos. It's one thing to dress up in a Nazi uniform at Halloween. That's not what they're doing. They are Romanian/German royalty. There's nothing British about the House of Windsor. That's a PR name. And the entire current world system is based on a proto-Nazi science called eugenics. And it is the governing force on the planet today. So it's not a Nazi conspiracy. It is a eugenic, scientific, technological elite that we're facing that have a plan. And everyone on the planet might want to get informed about what the global rulers are into. Now, I'm not going to cover that until the next hour, and I'm going to spend 10, 15 minutes on it. But the palace has scolded the Sun newspaper for publishing the Queen's childhood Nazi salute image with the King of England, her uncle, Edward VIII. So they're turning the story around, acting like, you know, it's terrible this has been released. The London Guardian has the headline, Royals told open archives on family ties to Nazi regime. Well, you know who else worked with the Nazis, and that was the Saudis. In fact, the father of the current Saudi king was a big Nazi, but that's okay because he's got billions of dollars. And Yahoo News, anger as Saudi king takes over entire French beach, has the government order a large section of the French Riviera closed for His Highness so he can look out his window and not see people. I'm not joking. We'll look at royalty and the larger issues in the second hour on this live Sunday worldwide transmission, the 19th day of July, 2015. We're here every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. This would be 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. When we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central, Infowars.com/show, has the free audio feeds and, of course, the free video feed if you're a radio listener and wish to share that feed with friends and family and hopefully wake them up. Let me do this. Let me now get into the really big news. Just list what we're about to get into for you here. Pentagon recruiting centers to remain unarmed and unguarded, recruiters told not to wear uniforms. FBI says no signs of ISIS link to Marine killings. Also, no sign the sun came up this morning. But MSNBC's Mitchell says that it must have been a right winger because Tennessee's pro-gun. So it's not a radicalized Muslim connected to ISIS, even though he was on record. No, it's the right wing's fault. ISIS used chemical weapons against Kurds. Chattanooga shooter's family says he suffered from depression. Yeah, it looks like he was on psychotropics. That just added to it. They always are. ISIS sets up stronghold in heart of Europe and is allowed to. Yep, the West is doing that. That's all coming up. Meanwhile, Wesley Clark, former head of NATO, top general, calls for interning disloyal Americans. And he's not talking about radical Muslims, folks. He's talking about the Tea Party, gun owners, veterans, conservatives. Because beware, they're going to build a police state in the name of countering radical foreign Islamicists, and then it will be used on the general public as it already is. And by the way, I did a video following the twisted logic of the fascist left on Friday. Well, it was live radio / TV broadcast, but the video is up on Infowars.com titled Deport All Muslims. You know I'm not what they call an Islamophobe. I don't believe that all Muslims are bad people. My issue is that there is political correctness run amok here where they won't even call Islamic terror in Garland or in Chattanooga, whether it's in Texas or Tennessee, they won't call it that, but when a drugged-up nut with a rebel flag goes in and shoots 9 innocent people, we're told all whites are to blame and that the Second Amendment's to blame and that the battle flag needs to be taken down just because a few Klan people have adopted it. So if you're going to have some Muslims running around engaging in terrorism and horrible acts, then do we blame all Muslims? Do we take down all Muslim symbols? And I knew that the left, because they're not the left, they're just a bunch of criminal gang members, would take it out of context. And sure enough, I've seen reports and stuff saying Alex Jones calls for closing all mosques, arresting all Muslims, and deporting them. When I was saying, yes, and let's ban a Ford truck. If someone ever runs over someone with a Ford product, let's not blame the killer. Let's blame the Ford truck. And let's ban all the guns if somebody uses a gun in a crime. I was not being serious. And this is where it does become sickening mental illness and satire. When the controlled left cannot face the illustration I put out here following their twisted logic, they have to then double down and say, yes, Alex Jones wants to deport all the Muslims. No, I said, according to your logic, that's what should be done. But because Wesley Clark is a leftist, he's allowed to basically say, we got the clip coming up, that we should intern in the U.S. and Europe. He said it on MSNBC, videos on Infowars.com. We should intern all Muslims that have any leanings towards this. But that's okay because he's leftist. It's very, very important we do all that, I guess. Then coming up, the really big news. Obama collecting personal data for a secret race database. New York Post. We already knew this was going on, but it's okay he's data mining your medical records and IRS and everything else illegally because he says it's to fight racism. Unprecedented collection of sensitive data on Americans, prying into most personal info at most local levels, all for purposes of racial and economic justice, yes. And like out of some bizarre pipe dream last week, he ordered everyone to integrate immediately or there'll be fines on local cities. And some cities are looking at not even, I guess, letting you build a house unless you racially are different so that it'll mix things up. And in Austin, they won't give you a building permit if you're going to put a fence up around your house or a gate. They say, we want, I know, because I'm building a house, a small house, a house in town. Oh, sorry, we're not going to give you a building permit if you put a gate up on the front. We want the community to be open. We don't want fences. Oh, really? I own this piece of property, but I can't put a fence up? What? Where's the law? Oh, we're just not going to give you a building permit. Really? I said, where's the law? We're not going to give you a building permit. Then I'm going to sue you. By the way, my lawyer is the guy that sues the city and wins when you pull similar stuff. And you know that. Like, I need to twist Eric Daub's arm He said he'd come on about zoning issues where he sued the city and won a bunch and when nobody else has. And then I keep forgetting to call him and actually get him on. Let's get him on this week or call him and see if we can get him on and come in and talk about it. But, I mean, this is just how it affects everyone at every level. It's just so crazy. No one tells you when they sell you a piece of land that, oh, there's not a rule or a law in this neighborhood where everybody's got fences and gates on their houses so your dogs don't get out and stuff. No, we're sorry. The city won't let you build now because we just said so, talking out of our rear end because we're God. And just like the president does everything now, off the top of his head, stroke of a pen, law of the land, like Paul Begala bragged about, kind of cool, now they just do this. So that's all coming up. And then O'Malley, the Democratic presidential candidate, apologizes for saying all lives matter. Report, Rand Paul calls for scrutiny of Muslims. Defiant, Trump refuses to apologize to McCain, saying he's no hero. But Trump didn't attack him properly. McCain's real record is incredible. He's part of the Keating Five, all this corruption, anti-gun. But forget that. He was actually a trustee at the Hanoi Hilton.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Now, I'm just grazing over some of the stacks. I'm going to go back into all these coming up here in just a little while.
Sooner or later, got to cut you down. Sooner or later, got to cut you down.
So, Obama illegally has the federal government, the NSA, with your health records, your test scores, your purchase records, local government records, all of it, databasing you, part of Jade Helm, into economic, cultural, and racial blocks to then computerize it and war game how to control populations. And we've been telling you that for the last few months about Jade Helm, that it's just a giant computer simulation with real troops on the ground practicing takeovers of local communities and testing media response. So they come out with a PSYOP and say that we say it's imminent martial law takeover and quote me in the New York Times without linking to it, that I say they're going to kill everybody. I mean, just totally made up. This is how they operate. But here it is in the New York Post, Obama collecting personal data for a secret race database. A key part of Obama's legacy will be the Fed's unprecedented collection of sensitive data on Americans by race. The government is prying into your most personal information at the local level, all for the purpose of racial and economic justice. Unbeknownst to most Americans, Obama's racial bean counters are furiously mining data on their health, home loans, credit cards, places of work, neighborhoods, even how their kids are disciplined in school. That's why they ask those questions to the pediatrician, all to document inequities between minorities and whites, to then hype up race war. Orwellian-style stockpile of statistics, including a vast permanent network of discrimination databases, which Obama already choosing to make disparate impact cases against banks that don't make enough prime loans to minorities, schools that suspend too many blacks, cities that don't offer enough Section 8 and other low-income housing for minorities, and employers who turn down African-Americans for jobs due to criminal backgrounds. Big Brother Barack wants the database operational before he leaves office, as much of the data will then be posted online. So civil rights attorneys, urban activist groups will be able to exploit them to show patterns of racial disparities and segregation, even if no other evidence of discrimination exists. Yeah. How about your parents had you work hard and you were successful? I mean, that'd be like saying we're data mining sports scores in the NFL to show a predominantly large number of blacks in starting positions and making most of the money. This is obviously racist. We must stop and have quotas in the NFL that it be divided by race. But look out, they may actually do that. No, it's just because culturally it's pushed that that's a good place, I guess, for folks to try to be wealthy and successful is in the football arena. And then you can argue different genetic differences, predisposed to be successful in sports. Should blacks, say, be given drugs so that they are more equal and not as successful at, say, the 100-meter dash? Because we've got to have unity. We've got to have equality. I mean, I'm not even joking. That's where all of this ends up going. And this gets into the other issue of why are some countries different culturally than others? Why do some countries not have resources but are more successful than countries that do have resources? And it goes to the cultural experiences of that people, of that nation. And now we're being absolutely subdivided and destroyed. And it doesn't matter if globalist forces are conquering your country as long as you can racially divide and conquer the public. And that brings us to this latest video and audio that I want to play some of here in a moment. O'Malley apologizes for saying all lives matter at liberal conference. He's way more even socialist than Hillary, not as much as Bernie Sanders. Ultra bleeding heart, but that isn't enough. A group of mainly black women stormed the stage, took it over. He gave them the stage and then was booed as he left. Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley apologized on Saturday for saying all lives matter. They were shouting black lives matter, and he said black lives, white lives, all lives. Oh, no. While discussing police violence against African Americans with liberal demonstrators. Several dozen demonstrators interrupted the former Maryland governor while he was speaking at a Netroots Nation conference gathering liberal activists demanding that he address the criminal justice and police brutality. Then they shouted Black Lives Matter, a rallying cry of protest that broke out for several black Americans were killed at the hands of police in recent months. O'Malley responded, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, which enraged everybody. I mean, this is a socialist wealth redistributor who does nothing all day but basically call for more division in this whole race-based economy, and that wasn't enough. So let's go ahead and play the audio and video of this piece.
Every life matters, and that is why this issue is so important. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter. Black lives matter. White lives matter.
And look, he's up there with that illegal alien host on from MTV that has the show White People, where whites are all basically evil demons and the reason there's problems. See, this is so racist, so racially based for all the minorities that are really the majority. I'm not saying most minorities are racist, but they're trying to make minorities racist. See, notice I got up here and I criticized Edward VIII, who was a Nazi and who wanted to set up a world government and to put poison in the food and water to slowly destroy the inferior races in his view. I mean, that's hardcore. But see, the Queen of England's off limits to all the leftists and people because that's the real power structure. Meanwhile, you get all these Hispanic and black activists and others who inherently say white people are bad. My God, 7% of the world population. And you can't argue out of Western culture so much innovation has come. There's barbarism, oppression all over the world. But you point at the problems in the West and act like it's the source of all evil. It's obnoxious. And so even at a race-based cult meeting hosted by the Sumner Redstone MTV illegal alien, it's not good enough when the Democratic politician gets up there and prostrates himself down, worshiping. They finally just shouted him out and he left. This is what it comes down to. This is the cult of just guilt and beating people over the head. This is how they control prisons, putting everybody in the Hispanic area, the black area, the white area, the Asian area. Jose Antonio Vargas, the illegal alien, with the MTV show, running around about the evil white people. He's hosting it there with O'Malley, and it's not good enough. This is how this country operates. This is how sickening the situation has gotten. Now, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back because it's illustrative of what we face as a culture and as a society, and I'm going to drill into the fact that you got a guy that travels back and forth to Kuwait. His dad's under investigation by the FBI for ties to extremist groups. He goes and shoots and kills 5 Marines now, wounds 3 more, dies in a gun battle with police. And as soon as it came out he was a Muslim, they removed the terrorism designation and said it's not terrorism, no connection to radicalism. We'll explain why.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on it. Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz went and shot up two different Marine Corps recruiting stations last week. And as soon as the media announced it was a white person, they then said it's being investigated as an act of terrorism. And I said, watch, on air. I said, if it turns out that it's connected to radical Islam, they will then remove that designation. They've now done that. And that's because the president won't even call radical Islam terror, radical Islam terror. He won't even say ISIS is radical Islamic terror. Blowing up churches, killing hundreds of thousands of people, murdering non-radical Muslims, with our government caught funding it. That's why he said missiles won't stop ISIS. Well, yeah, because it's a proxy army of Saudi Arabia. that has trillions of dollars and has bought off the West. You want public beaches shut down in the south of France in the summer during French vacation? When the king shows up, they shut down miles of beach so he doesn't have to look at you out of his penthouse. That's what a joke this country is. And this guy is from just south of there, Kuwait. And I know it's hospitality. All right, come and kill a bunch of us. Roll out the red carpet. That's hospitality. I'm going to be politically correct. And he's obviously an ISIS sympathizer, been traveling a bunch to Kuwait. Talked about on his website, on Facebook, submitting to Allah, and then, you know, doing what it takes, and that life's hellish. And then he goes and kills five people, shoots three more, before the police take him out. And they actually went on MSNBC, we have the clip, and said, it's because Tennessee's pro-gun and right-wing, he was a right-winger. With no evidence, and all the evidence shows it's Islamic terror, but because you're not supposed to say that, you don't. Just like it's now seen as racially cool for black criminals to attack white people. That's a known saying in hip-hop, and the new Black Panther Party is don't loot and kill and drug in your own neighborhood, do it to whites, or do it to Asians. For whatever reason, there's this thing about going after the Asians even more. And it's racist, and the more and more black people are being forged basically into the new Klan. And they got Ford Foundation and Democratic Party and George Soros funding. It's disgusting. And the majority of black people obviously are not evil, hateful, racist. But there's an attempt to force them and radicalize them into this. And it's the same story. Pentagon recruiting centers to remain unarmed. Started under Clinton, expanded under Obama. Sitting ducks. We can trust you to go fight for the country. Whether the wars are good or bad, it doesn't matter. We trust you with guns. It's like trusting airline pilots to fly aircraft that are, you know, giant missiles that can kill thousands, but you can't trust them to have a gun in the cockpit. Of course, they did until right before 9/11. Recruiting centers to remain unarmed, unguarded. Recruiters told to not wear uniforms. The Hill newspaper, no sign of ISIS linked to Marine killings. Authorities are declining to link the shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee that killed four Marines, it's now five, to Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, despite suggestion from the House Homeland Security Committee chairman that the gunman was inspired by a terror group. And then here's, I'm not going to play the clip. You want to see it, it's on Infowars.com. MSNBC's Mitchell, was Chattanooga shooter just a southern gun nut? And they go on to agree on the show that, yes, that's what it was. He was a southerner from Kuwait, a Sunni with connections to ISIS. So it was the NRA's fault. ISIS, formerly al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria, got caught again using chemical weapons against the Kurds. Monitors saying this is the first documented case of IS using chemical weapons against the Kurds. Before it was, this is RT reporting it, Islamic State, formerly ISIL or IS militants, used poison gas while shelling a Kurdish village in late June, UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports. The UN, of course, has said that they believe they've been using it against Syria as well. I'm sure that's the Tea Party's fault as well. Chattanooga shooter family says he suffered from depression, the Telegraph, and was on some type of psychotropic drugs. Well, I mean, that makes perfect sense. Most of IS is recruited out of the West. They are mentally ill. So, hopeless, desperate failures who want to be somebody. And so, they then get radicalized online, go out and do this. And again, I'm the guy that wrote the book on exposing false flag inside jobs. 9/11 was Saudi run with Western traders standing down bare minimum. We documented it. We've been vindicated. It's now basically been declassified with 29 pages have been leaked. Not fully declassified, but leaked. Senator Graham, Congressman Jones, and others. But ISIS is a multi-100,000 person PR recruiting operation with Western backing, NATO funding. As a Saudi proxy army, they're real. And they are super in vogue with trendies. Trendies will go out and find a Mao or a Lenin shirt. You know, they'll go to rallies and yell and scream about how they love abortion and killing babies. I mean, you've seen the footage we've shown of hardcore leftists. I mean, they're just basically Satanists. They'll scream, "Hail Satan!" I mean, it's so bizarre, but it's real. It's like you're like, "Is this fake?" I mean, and they're like, "No." I mean, but the newest thing, even if you're not Islamic, is to join with it, because bags on women's heads, chopping off their genitals, keeping them in slave pits, not letting them drive, is like, it's ultra sexy because it's anti-Western. See, none of this is actually, it's anti-Renaissance. It's anti-Renaissance. It's anti-beauty, it's anti-literature, it's anti-reason. They're now saying reason is racist at the University of what, Wisconsin? That it's a white construct and must be overthrown. It's basically insane asylum. Because reason is in Asian cultures and in Mesoamerican. I mean, reason is everywhere under different names. By the way, if you think I'm joking, it's a Daily Caller article. Professor, reason itself is a white male construct. Okay, if you say so. So there you go. But another shooter, it looks like, on drugs. Big surprise there. Meanwhile, ISIS has set up a stronghold in the heart of Europe. London Mirror, same folks exposing the Queen for being a Nazi is exposing that. Terrorists are secretly buying up land in an isolated village surrounded by deep woodland. Islamic State have established a stronghold in mainland Europe. Sunday Mirror investigates. Terrorists are secretly buying land in an isolated village. Islamic State established a stronghold in mainland Europe. They investigate. Terrorists are secretly buying land in an isolated village. Security services in the area of Bosnia is used by ISIS training camp that could be a base for devastating attacks in the West. Well, yeah, it was Serbia, but now that area is part of Bosnia and part of Albania. And who do you think the Albanians work for? They're Islamic. And they are radicalized, and they are the KLA. So there you go. Now, I'm done covering that. It's just that it hit me yesterday morning. I almost came into a special report, but I saved it till now. That's how controlled CNN, MSNBC, and others are. Is that you got a guy from Kuwait whose dad's under FBI investigation for ties to these groups, and he goes and kills 5 Marines and wounds 3 more, and talks about, you know, he can do something big for Islam on his Facebook, and then they say no connection to Islam. And then you get the drugged up, on an amnesiac, moron, 22-year-old, up in Charleston, who goes and kills 9 people, and it's a terrible, heinous event. Quite frankly, I think it is terrorism to just do stuff for pure terror and try to start a race war. He said politically you want to start a race war. Well, if you do something for political reasons that's terrifying, it's called terror. That's the old definition. So both are terrorism. But you don't blame Robert E. Lee for it, the former head of the Northern military. You don't blame the Confederate battle flag as a bunch of ignorant people think it means something, and this moron used it. So that's why I said, by that extension, they can't have their cake and eat it too. You can't ban the rebel flag and say all whites are to blame for what a white guy does, and then a radical Muslim goes out and does it, and you don't even blame radical Islam. You don't even mention it. I mean, that is cult-like control.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
About a week and a half ago, new video footage got released. And first denied, later confirmed and defended. Then they retracted that and threw their minion under the bus. The director of medical services for Planned Parenthood nationally, sitting around over a lavish meal at a restaurant with a hidden camera on her, talking about how they like to not chop the babies up in too small of parts so they can sell the organs. And I just wanted to tell all the ghouls that are into abortion, you can get hundreds of thousands of dollars gestating a baby up to 9 months, having a partial birth, and selling those goods. I mean, why give this lady all the cash? And it's now started a feeding frenzy over the money. That's one way to bring down these devils, for lack of a better word. Get them in a fight over the flesh prices. It's like folks arguing over fish prices at a fish market. See, don't even debate the humans being chopped up or killed, or they can be adopted. Let folks know that when they're going out and getting abortions, that the vampires are running off with the body to sell it, like so many grave robbers. See how truth is over the top? So much more hardcore than fiction. Truth is light years more wild than any fanciful imagination of a gifted science fiction writer who could make it up that by the 1850s a eugenics plan was adopted by the German royal family that ruled the United Kingdom and much of the world, the British Empire, and that they themselves weren't even German, but were Transylvanian, the direct line of Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula. That they were involved in deep occult rituals and Satan worshippers and pedophiles. And that they funded Adolf Alois Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute with Thomas Watson of IBM. And the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefeller family. And J.P. Morgan. And then they set up the Germans and double-crossed them, bringing that down, and then adopting the very program on a planetary scale, but using not overt racism, white-based or Aryan-based, but based in divide and conquer along racial lines, a twisted version. The Nazis talked about how would 60 million Germans, and they estimated other Aryan populations, maybe 300 million, dominate several billion non-whites. And they said, well, buy off their leaders, put in systems, have public health systems, and package food with chemicals and additives to slowly brain damage them and put them into a servile position, and hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, which the Nazis learned about from Lenin and were putting in their water. Then, of course, Lenin died and Stalin took over. I mean, that's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books about putting fluoride in the water. And, I mean, I sit here reading the books, knowing it, understanding it. And I got all these calls Saturday. I'm going to cover this some in the next hour. And text messages. Bzz, 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 text messages. Talk show host out of New York. Talk show host out of Austin. Bzz, bzz, man cow. Text messages. Bzz. Man, you said this years ago. I thought you were crazy. Bzz. Phone rings. Cousin calls me. Yeah, you're right. I thought you were crazy saying they were all Nazis. They write books about planetary government exterminating 90% of us. Prince Philip, the father of Prince Charles, cousins to the founder of the Bilderberg Group, Prince Bernhard. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up. Just type in Edward VIII, Hitler. I mean, you got a bunch of weird Transylvanians. By the way, I first heard about this from Fritz Springmeier. I didn't believe it like 18 years ago. Then it came out on Ancestry.com, CNN, you name it, that indeed that they're not really even German. They're mainly Transylvanian, tracing their line to Vlad the Impaler. Then they show on the news how Prince Charles looks just like Vlad the Impaler. And then he's moved there and lives there 6 months out of the year at Count Dracula Castle, at Dragon Castle. Prince Charles lives in Dragon Castle in Transylvania on the side of a mountain. And, of course, the allegory is these people will grab your kids during the night and kill them. And then you read about Vlad the Impaler's royal family line. He had, like, granddaughters that would bathe in baby blood and stuff. I mean, how do you think they got these legends going? By the way, if you're not a new listener, I'm not making any of this stuff up. I mean, you cannot make the magnitude of this up. And these are the people giving you GMO that every major GMO line that's BT-based and many others sterilize 100, it's about 99%, but close to 100, within three generations in rats and in guinea pigs and in other rodents. And, of course, why do they test on rodents? Because physiologically, drugs have the same effect on rodents and pigs. They believe we're more closely related to them than even chimpanzees. Whatever science is behind it, that's why they test on those, and that's what they're doing to us. So the House of Dracula controlled with the Rothschilds the entire global empire, and now they're setting up a world government, imploding the nation states, flooding the first world nations with giant immigrant populations to drive down wages as economic warfare to annihilate any middle class, and then they're energizing all the new immigrant majorities into hardcore, fervent, racially based groups, foaming at the mouth, hating white people, which will then drive whites into compact centers in rural areas and racially aligned in a giant prison planet where we're all divided by race and controlled and refereed by the globalists. I mean, just type in, punch up my screen for TV viewers. I just typed in Edward VIII Hitler, and it's got him at the start of World War II with Joseph Goebbels. It's got him with Hitler. It's got him reviewing the German troops. It's got him saying he won't abdicate because he was a Nazi. He's King of England. And then later they claim it was because of his wife he stepped down, and they make movies about the king's speech, about how he's liberal and stutters and how cute he is. They're the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, folks, which, again, traces its lineage back to Vlad the Impaler. By the way, the new listener just tuned in. I'm going to give them the actual headline. Will you type in Prince Charles lives in Transylvania, now Romania? And, of course, the villagers back then said, don't get too near the castle. They'll grab you and kill you. That's where the legends came from. They said, they'll grab you and kill you. And it was true. They'd rape you. They'd murder you. They'd drink your blood. They'd bathe in your blood. But by the way, this is mainline history about the dragon family. Inside Prince Charles' rustic Romanian retreats, how you can stay at and it goes Transylvania farmhouses in the forest of his ancestor, Count Dracula, Daily Mail. That's just some whitewash article. He actually bought Dracula Castle. Who can make this up? And then he sits around lobbying all day to cut our carbon and starve us, and how we shouldn't have anything, and how British pensioners shouldn't be able to have any gas in the winter when they heat hundreds of palaces. The Queen has something like 60-something palaces. Windsor Palace is like a giant complex. They have whole contained villages with tens of thousands of people living in them, like back in rustic times inside England. I've seen documentaries about it. Everything's organic. Everything's the opposite of what they're doing to us. And meanwhile, Wesley Clark wants to, he implies, put all the Muslims basically in FEMA camps. I'm going to play that when we come back. Wesley Clark calls for interning disloyal Americans. John Bowne's done three extremely powerful reports for the show that we're going to be premiering next hour as well. Trump's in trouble for criticizing McCain, saying he's no hero. I've had the military people on. It's been in the news. Not just Keating 5 and corruption, but McCain was like a trustee. Reportedly got women, food, everything was taken care of. Everybody else was tortured. His dad was the head of the Navy. He was a terrible pilot, a total traitor, and he's anti-gun for open border. But before I go any further, we are running free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. From shortwave radios to high-quality non-GMO seeds to high-quality water filters to cut out the fluoride, the very best, lowest prices, G2 filters from Pro Pure. InfoWarsStore.com, and we are selling out of Survival Shield Mason Ionine X2, the amazing system that blocks the bad halogens, and Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. We got more Prostaguard, one of the strongest, powerful, low-price formulas for prostate health available, and it helps support our whole operation. So thank you all for your support. Shop with the good guys, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Second hour's coming up. Call your friends and family. Tell them tune in right now.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a ghost gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them ghost guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to guns80.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.